Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about why most people will not date single moms. Now, there is a difference between a woman, perhaps, let's say a woman goes to college, she marries her high school boyfriend, she goes to college, she graduates, gets a degree, they're married, they have a kid, and he joins the military as an officer, and while he's overseas, something happens, and he doesn't make it, and now she's a single mom. That's one path. That's not the path we're talking about. That's a woman that just had very unfortunate luck, but she made very good choices. Now, we're going to talk about the other path, which is bad choices. And you have to understand that, number one, let me bring up this first graphic here, and then we'll start talking about this here. So let's look at the first graphic. Cost of raising a child, $233,000. This is as 2019. Now, let's say that dad's stepped in and he's paying child support. That'll take a chunk of this. But once you get married to a single mom, she will probably lose any government assistance. So the rest of this is going to be up to you. Now, if you just date her, okay, you're going to be, best case scenario, third place. That means her child, you're third. Usually, if she has a couple kids or a family pet, you're below those. So usually you're going to come in somewhere between fourth and sixth. So what is your best case scenario? Best case scenario is that you're going to be, like I said, fifth or sixth case. It's going to cost you a lot of money, and you're stepping into a kind of a pre-made family. But that's not the worst part of it. The worst part of it, in most cases, is poor decisions. And when we talk about single moms today, many of them have made poor decisions. So when we look at, now I'm going to use some pictures of dating profiles that I found online. And I understand this is not all examples. This is not all situations. Like I said, with the example of a woman that has done the right things, right? That may be her misfortune, but she's back out in the market. That's not, again, who I'm talking about. I'm talking about things like this. Hi, my name's Bree. 28 years old with four kids that I love to death. They are my everything. You could say they are my world. I'm a stay-at-home mom for now, but I still do have a job that I love. I love going out and trying different things once in a while. I'm guessing that would be multiple dates. I'm very picky with guys now and days. So if you message me and I don't message back, no hard feeling. I guess you meant to say I'm very picky with guys now and dates? I don't know. So if you message me and I don't message back, no hard feelings. I'm very outgoing and fun to be with, so don't be shy. Look at my profile or message me. Now again, 28, four kids. And she's picky with guys now. But you see where we're talking about here. It's not necessarily, well, it is the kids, because now you'd be coming in sixth place unless she has a cat and a dog. Then you're now in eighth place. And she does love her job. It says up top, cashier, but she's not currently working it. All men see when they see this is bad life choices, very bad picker. No way. No way. No way. 36, also a cashier. Single mom of five. Hardworking, not just looking to hook up. If you want to know more about me, just ask. I don't have time for games. You see, again, the game time is done. We're done with game time. Now it's time to get serious. 36, five kids. Time to get serious. I've had my fun. No fun for you. Serious time. 22. I'm 22 and a single mother. Okay. Maybe she just quickly got married and it didn't work out. And soon to be a baby boy. So she's pregnant and she's on here looking for someone. Okay. Looking for something potentially serious. No more fun and games. Time to settle down. By the way, I'm pregnant. 28, full-time mom, mummy, of 5 beautiful kids, they are my world. So if you cannot accept me as a package, please don't even bother. I love R&B music, chilling with friends and family. 5 kids, 28. 33, self-contractor, I guess. The real question is, what can you offer me? I'm a mother of 6, ages from 14 to 4 years old. 4 boys, 2 girls. I'm from New York, moved to Florida at the age of 13. I'm outgoing and fun. I bet she is. Love going to the beach, out to eat, cooking, and more. So why? What can you offer me and my 6 kids? 29, full-time mom and part-time something person. My daughter turned me into one thick bee. But that's all right. At least I got a cute face, though. 5 foot and spicy AF. A effing nerd and proud. Anime and manga are my S. Tattoos are cool. Friendly and easy to talk to. I bet she is. Exploring is my idea of good time. I love traveling. I've been to Japan, and I can't wait to take my small person. If you have a Yamaha R1, let me be your backpack. If you're not over 6 foot, I'm sorry, I can't. What that tongue do? Well, you'll just have to find out. Sorry, fellas, if you're not over 6 feet, she's 5 foot tall and thick, so she needs someone at least 6 feet tall. 19 years old, mommy to 3 girls, no hookups. Done with these games. I just want someone to grow old with. Done with the games at 19 with 3 kids. This could be yours for Valentine's Day, fellas. Get those hearts ready. Guy on Dating Over 30 writes, what are some of the deal breakers you've developed as you've gotten older? My number one is definitely if she has kids. Tried dating a single mom once for a couple months and I'll never do it again. Down below, 39, bit of a hoe, says, I started reading this thread and getting a little butthurt because I'm a single mom, but then I remembered that I'm an effing catch. And if someone doesn't like me because I have 2 tiny amazing humans, then it's their loss. 20. She's a lifeguard. I don't want to F. I did like 60 guys in 2 semesters. I need love. As a goddess, I'm very romantic, but I can be deadly seductress when needed. I carry myself highly. I don't F around anymore. That's right, guys. You can settle down with her 61st for Valentine's Day. Come and get some. 27. Single mom of 3. Just moved to the area and have no friends. So I don't know, like, be my friend. Someone wife me up. I have a face tattoo. Chocolates are still on sale at your local grocer, gentlemen. There are still chocolates available. It's not too late. The thing is, women get very upset when men say, I don't want to date a single mother. There's differences. There's the first case where she made good life decisions and she has a little one. That is different. Now, I understand many of you guys say, I still wouldn't date one. I hear you, man. I'm with you. I got you on that one. It's not my point, though. You can still make life decisions and something bad happens to you. But what happens when you read one of these profiles or you meet one of these women? Even if they're kind, they're polite, they're sensitive, they're funny, they're outgoing, they're everything you could want. Your best case scenario, like I said, is like 4th or 5th place. And, you know, you you take one of these young ladies that has 5 kids, and it's $250,000 to get a child to, excuse me, it's $250,000 to get a child to 18. With 5, that's $1.25 million. Now, again, the state may take care of some of that for you. And maybe the fathers will help with some child support. But you'd need an accountant just for the child support and government payments you're getting. And it's still going to cost you something. It's going to cost you every time you go out to dinner. It's going to cost you every time you go to the playground or the fairground, take the family out to the movies. You know, I'd have to take a small loan to, if you want to go out for dinner and a movie, and she wants to bring the kids, you're going to have a small loan to make that happen. But that's just part of it. It's the bad life decisions. When you see young ladies that have made these choices, these are some of supposedly the biggest choices you can make in your life. It's supposed to be love, family, who you give your most precious gift to, and having kids with. When you read this profile, all you see is you've taken everything that you've had and you've given it away to everybody. And no guy will ever feel special coming into this. It would be the same as dating a man who says, well, I don't make any money, but the government gives me $5,000 a month, and then I give $5,000 out to my friends and family, so I have nothing, I have no money. Do you want to date me? No. Because a woman would say he has nothing to offer. So guys, for Valentine's Day, which is today, barely, I'm getting this video out a little late. As you relax and sip on your nice cold drink and you say, you know, it's kind of tough being alone, and so every once in a while it'd be nice to have somebody. I'll tell you, gentlemen, you could easily go out and find plenty of people in your life. You could go meet one of these young ladies and instantly have 5, 6, 7 people in your life. I don't know how much they'll care for you, but they'll certainly want you around as much as possible, because you'll be much needed for this Valentine's Day. Guys, yes, I'm a little sarcastic on this one. It's just late at night, and it's kind of one of those crazy nights. But if you'd like to support my work, links are down below. Appreciate all the help. Best way you can help me out is like, commenting, and sharing. And again, you know, get out there, guys. They're out there waiting just for you. So that's someone special for you for Valentine's Day. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And happy Singles Day to all you amazing gentlemen. Thank you.